Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hey, it's Lonnie the Theater Lady, back on Berg Vivant. It's always so nice to see you.
Oh, I love being here.
You are Pittsburgh's Lady of Theater.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, I just came up with that.
I know you did. I didn't know that. Well, that's great. If only it were true.
What's the theater lady seeing this week?
I saw Savior Samuel.
Oh, very good. And this is at Pittsburgh Playwrights.
But it's not at their regular space. It's in the Cultural Trust Education Building on Liberty Ave. It's 805.
Oh, downstairs.
No, upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Floor.
All right.
So, just, I don't want people to go to the wrong place.
That's very important.
After they hear me talk about it, they're probably going to want to go.
Excellent. Yes. What have you got to say?
Well, I have to say that Mark Clayton Southers wrote this. He's the playwright, and it's the second in his series about life and how difficult it was out west. And it was directed by Montez Freeland.
He
came back into town to direct it, and we all know and love him as a director, certainly. Since it is a world premiere, I thought I'd talk just a little bit more about the script than I usually do. Usually it's about the acting.
Please do.
I found the first act of this show riveting.
That's always good to hear.
I was sorry when it was time for an intermission because I wanted to know what was going to happen.
All right.
In the first act, the characters are just so well developed. And you, as an audience member, feel so much empathy and caring for each of them because they're so human. They have so much depth to them and so much nuance that I love the character development in this. I thought it was excellent. And the dialogue, I really enjoyed in Act One very, very much. And there was a lot of really funny dialogue. Wasn't so much jokes, but it was just revealing who the characters were and you seeing who they were. That it just kind of made you laugh.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you keep specifying Act 1, Act 1, so I'm wondering what the heck happened in Act 2?
It wasn't like Act 2 was a total bust. It's a world premiere, and Mark welcomed us all and explained this is a work in progress. And there are feedback sessions every Sunday matinee, and he wants to hear what people think. The dialogue in Act Two, I thought, got a little bit repetitious. They said the same thing too many different ways, and it kind of slowed it down a little bit. And it ended up, it was about a 2.5-hour performance, including the intermission. And I know that even August Wilson's King Hedley, after the world premiere, the next time it showed was 40 minutes shorter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, it just needs a little trimming. But as far as the acting, it was phenomenal. I can't say enough. It was some of Pittsburgh's finest actors, Wally Jamal, Sam Lothard, Cheryl L. Walker. Jonathan Berry was phenomenal. Dominique Briggs. Usually I like to pick out, this performance was so wonderful. I have to say, each of those lead actors were all stellar, stunning, superb. Really
good ensemble.
Amazing performances. Yes, very much. And Susie McGregor Lane had a smaller part. And of course,
as Mother Superior.
Wonderful. Yeah.
she certainly is.
She was convincing, too. And Marcia Mayak, another young nun. But their parts weren't as major. But they did a great job. But the one I want to really talk about. Okay, her name is Aaliyah Sanders. She's 14 years old. She plays a deaf girl, and she is a student at the Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf. She is such a wonderful actress. She was non-speaking.
Wow.
But she conveyed so much with her facial expressions and her body language. She was amazing. And a lot of her classmates were there that night. So they had an ASL interpreter there. And I was really engrossed in the play, but every so often I tried to sneak a peek to see how the students were reacting, and they were all mesmerized. They were all enjoying the performance.
No, that's great. That's, you know, a great opportunity. You know, there's a lot of conversation in Pittsburgh about equitable casting, you know, I think primarily about race casting, you know, but for, you know, especially abled, you know, casting as well. That's a wonderful opportunity.
And I didn't tell you the plot. And the plot.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I want to know. There's this wonderful picture of a young man on the front and like a wolf or something behind him. So
that actually has significance.
Tell me about what is this play about that we're seeing for the first time, this world premiere?
Because it was so interesting and the whole plot was really fascinating. And the end, by the time the end came, I wasn't surprised at what was going on, but you didn't know until very close to the end. That's so it's about...
I still have no idea what it's about.
I know. It's about a family in the late 1870s, mm-hmm. out west, mm-hmm. Living a very difficult life there, but they were there to get away from Jim Crow laws and, you know, to be out west. So their deaf daughter has a baby. And basically this show, the plot follows the effect that this baby, who then becomes a child, has on all the people that he comes in contact with through his travels from place to place. But you never see him. But you see the effect that he has on others.
That's the story, yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Was that enough?
I'm intrigued. I'm compelled.
I say too much, I think there are things that don't need to be given away.
Right. That's always good, too.
But, you know, I want to congratulate Mark on this production.
I think so. Indeed. And it runs through March 16th. And you can see it at the Trust Arts Education Center, 805 Liberty Avenue. Savior Samuel by Mark Clayton Southers, directed by Montez Friedland.
Yay!
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.